You're listening to Feed, Play, Love, a podcast that's all about supporting parents as they bring up children. We've got experts and advice to help you through the more challenging bits of parenting. I'm Siobhan Hunt. Have you ever had the urge to Marie Kondo your life and hold a garage sale? Well, here's a different way to do it. Garage Sale Trail is a nationwide event encouraging Aussies to put second hand first and reduce our impact on the environment. To find out more about Garage Sale Trail, co-founder Daryl Nichols is in the studio with me. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
So why do people actually decide to sell stuff in Garage Sale Trail?
You know, we've found over the years that the probably the number one driver in terms of why people get involved and have a garage sale is to declutter. The second reason is to make a little bit of money or to fundraise for a local cause or charity perhaps or school. And the third reason is to find a home for their pre-loved items that might otherwise find their way to landfill. So there's some really altruistic reasons as to why people do participate. It is a really fun and kind of easy way to find a new home for a whole lot of pre-loved items, possibly easier than listing it all on an online marketplace if you've got a whole lot of stuff, and just a bit of fun too.
Where did this idea come from? Is it about, were you looking around going, we're wasting so much stuff?
It's a really good question. And Garage Sale Trail, in all seriousness, was really never meant to be anything more than a local idea that we brought to life as a bunch of local people that had lived in Bondi Beach for a long time. And in Bondi, like many parts of Australia and probably places around the world, there's a real problem with illegal dumping where people dump, you know, really perfectly fine lounges, TVs, ironing boards, whatever you see, whatever you can think of really, on the curbside. And I guess, you know, as a suburb that has for many years had a very transient population where people move in for summer, travellers and what have you, and then they sort of take off and they dump it all on the curb. Some people could say maybe that's its own form of free cycling.
But only if people pick it up.
It has its own aesthetic and environmental implications for all of us locals. And we sort of thought, well, maybe we could build an idea to encourage local people to have as many garage sales as possible on one day and say to people, don't dump it, sell it. And the idea of, I guess, passing on what you don't want to someone who does want it is a pretty good form of sustainability.
Yeah, fabulous. And so it's grown now. It's Australia-wide.
Exactly. It sure is, yeah. So after that first campaign, we were just really surprised by the level of interest and community support that it generated. And it seemed like there was everyone from the older generation to middle-aged families, young families, kids, single parents, what have you, all getting involved in what was and really still is very much a grassroots community-based activity. And we were just so surprised in the week that followed that first event by the volume of emails that we received and comments on social media. This is back when kind of, you know, it was MySpace and these types of platforms. But people were saying, you know, I decluttered a whole lot of stuff. I made a bunch of money. For that first event, I think the average amount of money made per garage sale was sort of $600-$700, which seemed like as someone who'd never really been in the garage sale business, quite a lot of money to make sitting out the front of your house and people paying you to take your old stuff away.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm standing here thinking, what have we got that we can put out the front?
And it's just, I guess, a really simple idea that's now brought to life on scale. And I think as a nation, you know, Australians, us Aussies, garage sales are part of our culture and they happen on any given weekend in communities right across the country. But as a category, they've never really been anything more than, say, as a person might have one, put an ad in a local paper or a poster on a local telegraph pole. But all Garage Sale Trail does is provide a technology framework, some social tools and a bit of communication and media savvy to turn up the volume on that existing behaviour. And in doing so, really save a whole lot of perfectly good stuff from ending up in landfill.
Yeah. So what kind of things do people, you mentioned people dump things on the side of the road, like washing machines and televisions and things like that.
Yes.
Is this what people are selling at Garage Sale Trail?
You know, we are continually shocked and part bewildered by the breadth and depth of items that get listed for sale. And over the years, we've seen everything from miniature goats listed for sale, a reverend having a garage sale and offering free pet baptisms with every purchase. We've seen vintage Jaguar cars listed for sale.
Wow.
We've held garage sales with some amazing people and institutions over the years, including the likes of Mona in Tassie.
Yeah.
So Keisha Kercelli, David Walsh's wife, got behind garage sale trial, and they spring cleaned the gallery and some of their place, their properties, and had this incredible garage sale. We've seen garage sales with the Opera Australia, and not Opera Australia. You could buy buy props and costumes from their last 60 years of hit productions.
Wow,
pretty amazing.
That's incredible.
And then you know the really kind of more I guess family home style sales that you see kind of every weekend in communities across the nation, and one that of my favorite experiences was in the early years. We were in Surry Hills in Sydney, and this little, I think she was like a six-year-old girl, she'd made these handmade happy birthday cards, and she had a little desk out on the front of their in their courtyard of their semi, and they were awesome cards, and we're always short of birthday cards in our household.
That's
and I went
true.
Up and said to her, you know, how much are your birthday cards? They look amazing. And she said, I've got eight left, they're 50 cents each. And I just said, I'll take the lot. And she'd sold out, and she was just so stoked. You could tell.
Oh, she would be. You've started a career there, I reckon.
You could tell it was kind of maybe her first taste of commerce, and yeah. It had been a hit. So there's lots of really great outcomes that flow from garage sale trial beyond the waste impacts. And for everyone that does it, I think the average person meets about 44 local people through the day. So it seems to really help in terms of bringing local communities together, which is really nice as well.
Yeah, totally. And so how do you find out whether one's happening in your area?
The best thing to do is probably just log on to the garagesaletrial.com.au website, where anyone who's interested can log on and put your sale on the trail. It's a free and easy process, or alternatively, just have a look what's happening in your local area.
So what happens if you're super keen, but then when you log on, you're like, nobody else is doing this?
That's a good question. I guess it takes someone to start a movement in any kind of space or part of life these days. So what we find is once one sale gets registered locally, the word of mouth is quite strong with the garage sale trial idea. And so people tell their friends or their family or perhaps their work colleagues, and generally speaking, it sort of flows from there.
Okay. And so if you want to go and see what's on offer around, do you have to register, or you just work out where they are in your community and go for a wander?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You can just log onto the website and go to the search tab and search for sales in and around your area. Garage Sale Trail is an idea that's made possible with support from a whole lot of councils and government organisations across the country. So it's gone from being supported by one council back in 2010. So I think it's about 150 around the country that are supporting it this year. We never thought we'd find ourselves at places like Number 10 Downing Street or the Royal Palace talking about garage sales, but I guess that's life. And it's an idea that it really is good for people, it's good for communities, and it's good for the planet too.
Oh, I love that idea. And just before you go, of course, a very important thing is, when is it?
So Garage Sale Trial this year is happening on the weekend of Saturday, October 19 and Sunday, October 20. Just to reiterate, people can register at garagesaletrial.com.au to put your sale on the trail or see what's happening locally.
Oh, very exciting. Daryl, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
That's Daryl Nichols. He's a co-founder of Garage Sale Trail, a national community-based marketplace that's about sustainability, community and fun. And as Daryl just mentioned, the event is happening right across Australia on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of October. So we'll put the links to where you can sign up to it in the notes of this episode. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced by Debbie Ning and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. We'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to get in touch, email us at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.